Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Scott Jagow's with us because he roams St. Louis. He always has three good things for us. He's always chatting with Stu Mac. All that coming up on Sunday morning. But we've got Scott who... You just had a surprise birthday party.
I did. Before we get to that, though, okay. I wanted to, because you were surprised at the fact that Collinsville is the horseradish capital of the world.
I don't think I ever heard that before.
Wait, I just Googled horseradish capital of the world, and guess what came up?
Collinsville, Illinois.
And they just had the festival last weekend.
So it's
a big deal.
Why, though?
That's just where they grow the most horseradish.
Collinsville
and they celebrate it like heck.
It was our biggest rival when I was in high school, Granite City. That's our rival town. I didn't know anything about these horseradishes.
I'm the horse editor, remember? Horseradish, thoroughbreds, they're all
horseplay.
Yeah. Anything with horse in it.
So I didn't know that. I did not know that.
That's how thorough you are. I appreciate that.
Because what you were saying is that you had your surprise party and you had a couple of friends who didn't make it because they were at the horseradish festival ahead of time and they got blasted, so they couldn't make it.
Yeah, I think they got snockered.
They were overserved, so they didn't make it to your party.
They didn't make it, but that's okay. We had a good crowd and it was fun. And I've been talking about this because I was on... one of our other stations this morning talking about surprises and how I had never had a surprise party before. And I was just kind of thinking, and my girlfriend who made this happen, and she did fool me. She did fool me because she did a misdirection because she knew I was on to something. Mm. So I went to one place and there were people there saying, surprise, happy birthday or something like that. And there were some balloons, but that wasn't the surprise party. It was a fake.
This was the TikTok.
Wow.
It was the TikTok.
Because you told us about that.
Then so she gave me a card and it had directions to go to a couple of roaming St. Louis spots as a, what do you call it, a scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. Well, that was just to get me out in the community for about 25 minutes because one of the places I went to for this scavenger hunt, I walk in, there's a card that says a few things and then it says go into the next room and you'll get your final clue. And when I opened the door, everyone that had been at the TikTok was now at Lindenwood Park Place with other people, including Stu McMillan.
Stuart was sitting there.
I was like, what?
Love Stu.
Yeah. It was really funny.
That's awesome.
It was.
Well done.
That's awesome.
So did you like the surprise? Do you like surprise parties?
Well, I've never had one before thrown for me. However, I did enjoy it. I had a big smile on my face. I really liked it. But I'm also on the radio and don't mind attention. My girlfriend, she hates attention.
A narcissist in this business.
Yeah. She hates attention, so she has already warned me, do not throw me a surprise party. Yeah. But I looked it up. I was curious about the brain science around this. And apparently, surprises are very, very influential on your brain, and every brain likes them, whether you think you like it or not, according to the research.
Really?
Interesting.
It's good for your brain to be surprised.
In what way? It fires synapses that otherwise wouldn't?
Well, yeah, something like that. I can't explain the whole thing. I'm not a neuroscientist. But
could it be a bad surprise? Does that do something for
you? Yes, it does.
Surprise, you're fired.
Surprise, yeah. You have a terminal illness.
It's also stressful. Yes, there can be very stressful surprises.
What I just want to say is it is
the emotion that most sways your brain chemistry at once. To be surprised, whether it's good or bad.
You know what? I feel like I've been robbed because I've never had a true surprise party thrown for me.
Mm-hmm.
I had one when I was leaving to move back to St. Louis. My friends put together a surprise going away party.
Yeah.
But like a week before, they go, hey, we're just going to tell you, we're doing a surprise party for you next week. I'm that's not fun.
That's not fun.
That sucks. Why don't you just wait until I show? I don't know why they did that, but they did.
I've never had a true surprise party. I've never had a surprise.
Yeah.
I've never been surprised by anyone being there.
I don't think I haven't.
Yeah, well, okay. I got my first one. And what I was going to say is that my girlfriend put a lot of work into it. And she says, you're never getting another one of these.
Yeah.
Because
she
hated all the lying
to me.
And also just the effort that had to go in. Because then you're communicating with people. You can't tell the person that you're communicating with them. I know somebody else who's planning a surprise party right now, and he said, I think I already blew it because I think she saw my email.
Dude, don't say that.
What?
What if, if she's listening,
they'll be able to...
It's okay.
Okay. She hates the station?
I didn't say anybody's name.
Can we guess?
Do you mind?
No, we're not going to go there.
I don't mind. I think I would love a real surprise party where I want to cry. I want the surprise and everybody, and then I go, oh, you know, I want to do that.
When was the last time
tears.
You cried?
Oh, I don't know. I think I was watching.
Yesterday.
You know what?
Last time the Bears played.
Oh,
that's not.
He's dead inside.
You can't hurt him now.
Nothing you can say can hurt this man now.
That's just flat out anger.
So the last
I've never cried at sports. I've always just gotten really mad. I think I had a minor heart attack at a college basketball game once.
Really?
When I was in college.
Okay, so when was
I've
the last
definitely
time you
cried at sports.
You
really?
Have?
Oh, yeah.
Never cried.
So every time the Bills play the Chiefs?
Okay. I mean, that's a low-hanging fruit.
In the playoffs?
Yeah, I know. I get emotional about it. Before the game, not every game, but the big games sometimes. And when they lost their first Super Bowl, that was devastating on the field goal.
Yeah.
I think I did. I was at my parents' house. I think I went into the backyard and laid down in a fetal position.
Dude. Being a Bills fan, man. I don't know if I feel
worse.
That was
the first of four.
It's probably worse because you have hope. I almost think it's less painful to have no hope. But
yeah,
Bills fans have
hope. Be me. Yeah. Be a Bears fan. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Except for this year, they're going to be great.
I feel
this year is different. This is a different year.
Yeah.
Having a team that you expect to be good, or having a surprise, like a thing you think is going to be good and then being surprised when it doesn't go well, that's more painful than anything else.
Yeah, they actually did a study about another study on surprises, and that sports was one of the biggest thing. There are people expecting to win and then they lose, or vice versa.
Uh-huh.
That was a huge driver of emotion that's along the same lines as any other surprise.
Well, we've talked about Amy and I, the Blues winning the Stanley Cup, and the anniversary was just a couple of days ago, the 6-year anniversary.
It was yesterday.
Wow.
Was it yesterday?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
June
12th. Oh,
yeah,
12th. It's the 13th. Friday the 13th. Oh, my God.
Right.
Didn't even put it together.
Only Friday the 13th of 2025.
Is that right?
It's the only one this year.
I think there's three next year.
Yeah.
Didn't even put that together. So,
Frick.
I was so surprised they won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That year, just because of the amount of times they should have been eliminated and the fact that I didn't think they would even get there in the first place, that it was so satisfying to me that it took me until about this year to care about it again.
Listen.
Like, every time they were not very good in the last several years, it's I'm good. I don't
fan
care.
Fan equity.
Oh, I just...
Fan equity, that's what you call it.
There was such a high from it when it happened in 2019 that I've been totally satisfied.
I've been pretty satisfied,
just, I didn't care about anything.
Well, listen, you were surprised.
Regarding
the
Blues.
The Blues were up 4-1 with 47 seconds left, and I was still surprised they pulled it off, because I thought, as the clock ticked down, with the Blues up 4-1, I thought, this is going to hurt so bad to lose this game.
give up three goals?
Yeah.
But this year's game against Winnipeg was the exact opposite, the shocking nature of that
finish. But that's
what
I mean. That shocking nature used to be the status quo. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought would happen in Game 7 in Boston. With a second left, you somehow lose it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they tie and then they win. Like, I knew we were going to lose that game.
Yeah,
37 seconds left in the game. We were up 4-1, and I knew, I'm like, this is going to hurt so bad, because we were within a minute of winning. And then when we won, and granted, you don't cheer in the press box, and I hadn't cheered for years because I'd been in the press box, but I didn't even feel like cheering. I just felt like, well, this is interesting. I did not expect this.
Yeah.
After watching the Bills for many, many years blow lead after lead, especially in primetime games and big games. There was no lead safe enough, ever. It didn't matter, like you're saying. There could be 20 seconds left, 31-0, you're winning, and I still think something horrible is going to happen.
That's why I never have a problem when a sports team, whether it's, like the other day, I think the Dodgers threw a, they were losing by a lot, like 10-0 or something, 8-0, and they put a position player out there, it was Kike Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
He goes out there to pitch. And whoever they were playing, he throws a 45-mile-an-hour pitch, and this guy, he just crushes it. He's like, well, I'm going to hit the hell out of this ball.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will say, that's Bush League, you know, you're running up the score. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Keep playing until the game is over.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you've given up. You're the other team, you've given up. No, I'm going to beat your ass, because you don't ever know what's going to happen, what sort of comeback is in the cards. You don't
know. On the flip side, since we're on the Bills, they did have the greatest comeback in NFL history for many, many years, and it was in the playoffs. They were down 32-3 in the third quarter of a playoff game, and they came back famously and won. And every single person who lives in Buffalo says they were at that game.
Yes.
And there were fans who left, and they were climbing back over the fences to get back in. And the security guards at one point just quit trying to keep people out.
All you have to do, think about the Falcons, and everybody knows what 27-3 means.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
everybody knows the score 27-3.
Yeah, I hated that.
Because the Patriots came back and won.
Yes.
Well, that's why we used to say this about the Blues. No longer, because like you said, I'm still filled with the 2019 Stanley Cup euphoria. But we, with Scott, we could do it with the Bills, where you say, when you die, you want the Bills to lower you into your grave. That way, they can let you down one last time.
Yes. I've heard that one. I've heard that one before.
Look, Scott, here's what I will do for you. If the Bills ever win the Super Bowl, I'm going to send you a congratulatory text.
Wow,
yeah, that's pretty
that's
good.
Because
that's
I
so motivating,
and you'll cry. That's a moment you're going to cry.
I probably will.
So
yeah. Hey, did going to make a mean joke?
Go ahead.
Did you get yelled at by the boss today or at any point this week? Because
Steve,
yeah, because you didn't roam. Did you roam?
I didn't officially roam. I am going to roam. Actually, the place...
You have one job, Scott!
All you have to do is roam, Scott.
All you have to do is roam!
Are you going
to
roam between now and Sunday? You better.
I am.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Lindenwood Park Place, which is where my party was.
Yeah. So you're going back to the scene.
Yeah.
And? You have three good things for us?
Yeah, I will.
You're going to have three good things? Okay.
I promise.
Are you going to chat with Stu Mack or not?
Yes. Actually, we talked about Father's Day, and he came up with the man with the most children in the world. You want to guess how many this Russian guy had?
Wasn't it like Genghis Khan? Didn't he have like 10,000 kids or something?
Well, I don't know. I just trusted Stu on his research.
Okay.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Is he alive now?
But that was encounters, not number of kids.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, so I'm serious. The number is 69. So that's
nice.
The record. And not only that.
Oh!
Not only that.
It was all by the same woman.
Oh! Oh,
no,
what?
That's not possible.
That's not possible.
You can only have one kid a year.
She had 16 sets of
no
twins.
No chance.
16
no
sets
chance.
Of no, it's...
It's the record.
Your insides will fall out after 25.
Do
look
the
it
kids
up.
Just, how no. does anything no. stay so in or probably, out?
No,
she
did not happen. No chance.
No, okay. There's no way.
They've lied.
So, and this is how you know it's a, you know how you know men dominate the world? Is when the lead is that this man had 69 kids, and the second part of the story is the same woman?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, if that's
she
true,
did not, it's a
the
lie.
Lead of the story
all right, well, I'll
is
go
the
do
woman
some
had
more
69
research.
Kids.
I was trusting
how long
Stu
ago
on
was
that.
This?
Well, that was the other question
we
I asked, and he didn't have the year.
Right now.
Yeah,
right
well,
now
you guys
need to
get him on the
lie.
Next segment.
Well, we have to take a break because we have...
Right, I know. You get,
there's
it's
no,
a commercial
no,
radio station, I'm aware.
I think after no five, kids start falling out after five.
I think your actual insides start
Fall
falling
out,
out after five.
This is impossible.
No,
okay, well, I'm upset.
No way.
I'm going to go talk to Stu right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, go find out about
this.
To, this is
Camo X Scott.
Yeah.
You can't be...
I'm going to go... investigate.
The segment is three good things, not three big lies. Scott Jagow, three good things, roaming St. Louis, chat with Stu Mack all Sunday morning.
Thanks, guys.
On KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we're going to get to the bottom of something we were talking about last segment with Scott Jagow. He's still here.
This is
from the
KMOX
newsroom. Now we have Stuart McMillan in from the KMOX newsroom.
The two biggest liars.
I don't have a microphone.
Turn your microphone.
Turn on this microphone.
Well, don't shout now. People are trying to sleep.
When you lie about birthing babies.
It's not I don't think it's a lie.
Okay.
So, there's a BBC article. And when the BBC
yes,
puts a story
it's a
out
reputable
there,
news organization, but they said that a woman had 69 children. She gave
yes.
birth to 69
Valentina
children.
Valentina Vasileva.
Oh!
No, it's a oh, nice.
She has a name. And she was.
She has a name, Chris.
Her name is.
Yeah. Calm down.
Okay, well, hold on a second.
But he's the greatest mother of all time, and you are beating her up.
But Stu is the one. He started the story by saying about the father.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's father.
And then he buried the lead, which was
the lead. She had all the kids.
The lead. It's misogynist.
Yeah. So you'll never believe
it's
this
not
father.
Day.
This father
it's
had
Day.
This father had 69 children. This is the big story. Also, same woman gave birth. All what? There's no. First of all, there's just no chance this
she
is
was
possible.
Probably just walking.
They did the math.
The babies were just falling out.
They there's more.
Okay, okay go ahead. I can't wait to
go ahead.
So here's what happened. 69 children, same woman. She gave birth to 16 pairs of twins.
How is that possible?
7 sets of triplets and 4 sets of quadruplets.
What's okay, so what's wrong with her?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with her.
This is the most fertile person in the history of the world.
This is like the Russian Adam and Eve. What's wrong with this?
Did she live a long and happy life?
I think they live into their 70s. Yeah.
Scott said she died at 40.
Oh, I thought she only lived to be...
He lived to be 70-something.
This was 1725 and 1765. Okay, so that was a 40-year period. Okay, I guess I misread that, but still.
She had kids.
She would have been pregnant for 18 of that period.
Yeah, so 2 decades.
I mean,
yeah.
So
this is like, I just feel...
2 decades of being pregnant during the time of that, yeah.
So her husband, Fyodor Vasilev, he, in total, fathered 87 children. According to this.
What a dad.
No,
I mean, think about
all,
this.
So
I mean,
wait, 80, so he had 18 kids with another one. Was he having an affair?
Yep. Oh, I don't know if he was having an affair. I don't know about his...
Yep.
I feel like we're on Loveline or something.
He had six sets of twins, two sets of triplets with a second wife. So it was maybe he was the one.
Maybe
with
he
the,
was very, you know...
What did this guy eat? Because in 1765...
we want it.
I mean, this is...
No, we don't. We do not want that.
18th century we're talking about here.
Yeah, there's no medicine. There's no...
Right, there wasn't...
Like fertility drugs.
Right. That's what
natural
I thought
remedies.
It was.
We just talked
about this.
Oh, it was mountain oysters, I bet. I bet he was eating a lot
It's just amazing because all of us are here because we won the race. We won the sperm race. It's hard to get here.
Who's we?
All of us.
Us.
Oh.
We all won.
Our little sperm mate.
The odds are not great for the little guys.
Yeah. So just think about how...
So this guy, for some reason... All those little guys were making it.
Yeah. Think about all the untalented sperm that didn't make it.
Right.
Like when you meet somebody, you go, really? You're the one that won? Then you have to think about
What about this? What if instead of thinking, wow, he had really talented sperm that all made it, what if his sperm were so bad that most of them were just flopping around so you didn't even have to be that good
to win?
They
didn't even know where to go.
And that's why so many won the race.
I just didn't know Nick Cannon was Russian.
Okay. All right.
Who's the other guy, the football player?
Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers had a ton. Who's the guy that had six kids this year?
Oh, I don't know.
Tyreek Hill.
Doesn't Philip Rivers have like 12 kids?
See if Tyreek Hill had 5 or 6 kids this year.
He's got quite a few.
I think Tyreek Hill had 5 or 6 this year.
We're going to make a list, folks.
Here's the thing.
Philip Rivers has 10 children, which is a lot.
All I know is that, like, Carol Burnett, because I'm like, oh, it's natural. It's not natural. Childbirth is as natural as take your lower lip and imagine stretching it over a basketball.
Okay. All right. Stuart McMillan.
Can't do that.
Scott Jagow, thank you.
It's not natural.
Thank you for lying to us.
It's true. The BBC article goes into some technology that could make it possible that women could have hundreds of children.
Hundreds?
Okay. No, that's not.
I'm just saying.
You can create your own army. That's what the Russians were trying to do.
Create their own army?
Right there, out of one guy.
Stuart McMillan
hundreds
and Scott Jago.
I don't want hundreds of
superhuman.
Anything.
Pump me up.
Okay.
Hundreds of dollars?
It is.
I'm sure it has something to do with eggs, not actual.
Do you guys ever take breaks on this show?
Right now.
Are you trying to take one right now?
You must go now.
Okay. Get out!
Stuart McMillan, Scott Jago.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.